You know, we've been talking a lot about snow and ice, and it's a good opportunity to jump off for the Special Olympics Polar Plunge. Shane Bennett is joining us this morning. First off, it's good to see you again.
Good morning. It's good to see you.
That's coming up this Friday.
This Saturday, yes.
Oh, it's a Saturday. Yep. All right. Get my dates here right, right? And it's interesting because I've been watching other people do polar plunges, and some of them have been canceling them because it's too cold.
Well, and they're doing a super plunge this Saturday as well up in Chicago. And City of Evanston and Northwestern, they weren't able to help them out. So, in fact, some of our staff is able to find some volunteers to go up with the Bobcat and clear out the right paths for them to super plunge.
All right. So you got a path, and then you got to cut through the ice, yeah. I would assume, too.
Well, at our camp, we're doing it at SIU Campus Lake, and we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, thankfully.
Yes, thankfully.
Well, see, now there's the interesting thing. You're back at the Campus Lake.
We are back at.
And you know, what's interesting, the Sierra Group and a lot of other people work really hard getting this lake cleaned up. It looks great. And, I mean, there are a lot of people who put a lot of effort in. So how long has it been back in the lake? Has it been 3 years?
3 years, I believe, yes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. So this, because I think that's takes some of the romance out of it when you do it in a pool.
When you do it in a pool, yeah, you're right. It takes a little bit of the romance out of it, if you will.
All right. Now, this benefits, the Polar Plunge benefits Special Olympics, and Marissa is joining us this morning. She's from Anna. First off, morning. How are you?
I'm doing great.
So you're an athlete?
Yes.
And what do you which sports do you participate in?
I do all 10 of them.
Oh, you do everything?
Yeah.
So you're a runner?
I do track and field, snowshoeing, gymnastics, swimming, powerlifting.
How long have you been a Special Olympics athlete?
Either 18 or 20 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fun thing, too.
Yeah, it is.
You know, because there's something about the day at the field at SIU that is not like any other day of the year.
Right.
It is, first off, there's so much activity. Mm-hmm. There's so many people.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I find it is that it's a special day for the participants and the volunteers there as well.
Right.
So it's one of the more fun things that you can actually volunteer for in Southern Illinois that I find.
I enjoy it myself, too.
Yeah, especially now that they've changed it where it's not on such a hot day in the middle of the summer.
Exactly.
Which was, you know, used to be a deal. I know the last time I was there, and you know, it was so hot the equipment melted on the 50-yard line, you know.
Yeah.
And everybody was running to Walmart for popsicles.
Oh.
You know, I mean, because it's been hot.
The last few years we've been having it.
You pretty much kind of prepare all year?
Yeah. We pretty much practice or prepare year round.
And then as the date comes up, you work a little harder to get ready for the time. You know, when it comes to the Polar Plunge, this has been a big fundraiser for Special Olympics. And, of course, I think, you know, many people in Southern Illinois are becoming increasingly aware that this is not something the Kennedys did. This is something that a man at SIU came up the idea with.
You're absolutely correct.
And this is one of the reasons why I'm so fond of it.
Exactly. And that's something that we try to spread the word more these days. Is Dr. Freeburg was very instrumental in working with the Shriver family and the Kennedy family to kind of create Special Olympics.
Right, and I think they contacted him. I can't swear to it.
Yes,
I don't think Doc ever told me whenever I was younger, whether one way or another, how that happened. But I'd always gotten the impression they reached out to him after hearing about this event.
Yeah, so Eunice Shriver and Dr. Freeburg were kind of doing some similar programming for individuals with special needs. And when Eunice found out that Dr. Freeburg was running Camp Little Giant out of Touch of Nature, that's when they kind of started to do more. Eunice Shriver came to Touch of Nature to see what he was doing. And then from there on, the Kennedy Foundation actually, they wrote a letter and requested Dr. Freeburg and took, if you will, Dr. Freeburg on loan from SIU to kind of help get things going.
Is this an anniversary, too?
This is the 50th anniversary.
That's what I was thinking, 50 years. 50 it's kind of hard to imagine. Time flies when you're having fun.
That's right.
And it had a slow start, but it really caught on. And one of the reasons why it did was because the level of volunteer support you saw on the campus of SIU. Mm-hmm. And anybody, you can torture me, and I'm sticking to that story.
Yep.
There were so many people out there helping and saw this opportunity and glommed onto it, and it really was something special. Now, when it comes to the Polar Plunge, it's not too late to register.
If you
want to jump in freezing ice cold water, we'll let you come right up.
Exactly.
What's for your team? What's it cost?
So basically what you do is you register your team on plungeillinois.com. You find SIU's plunge site. And then if you want a sweatshirt, you raise a minimum of $100. And then you bring that to the day of. We'll give you an envelope if you don't want to do everything online. But we will take walk-up registrations that day.
Plungers. I didn't realize you called them plungers.
Oh, yeah, they're plungers.
How many athletes? Because I see a number here, and I'm like, 22,000?
That's throughout the state, yes.
Okay, 22,000 in the state. Do you know how many participate roughly at SIU?
Right now, we're looking at almost 200 people pre-registered.
Oh, okay, 200 pre-registered. And I think that number will grow.
Oh, it'll
after
grow.
Participating
exactly.
And seeing the number of teams, I'm thinking, you know, pretty good group.
Oh, yeah.
Also in the – were you this year – were you at the plane pool this year out at the Southern Illinois Airport?
No, I wasn't.
What about that guy behind you? Did he make
Eric?
It this
yeah,
year?
Eric,
weren't you there? Because I was watching the Facebook live feed because I had to work that morning, and I'm pretty sure I saw your face.
Yes, I was there on Facebook. I mean, on that.
Because well, I think I saw you handle out the trophies.
Yeah, I was handling out the trophies.
Right. So, you know, it was really because that was a really good one this year, bringing up the money this year. And I think it increases the focus as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you're excited about this upcoming year as well, right, Marissa?
Yes, I am.
So I tell you what, if you'd like to participate, this is one of our big fundraisers. I'm not saying it's the biggest because a lot of people do a lot of things. And you know what? Here's where I kick myself. I haven't said law enforcement once yet.
The law enforcement torch run. That
right.
is correct. They just kicked off the law enforcement torch run in a meeting last Friday up in Normal. And this is one of the first. This is a big fundraiser for the law enforcement torch run. We got a lot of support from police officers, EMTs, fire departments throughout the state.
It's one of the areas that's really grown.
Yes.
So if you're interested, you know, there's more than one place apparently to sign because you can also sign up at SOIL, SouthernIllinois.org.
Yep.
They have a location there. They go into the details at benefit. When this money comes to Special Olympics, what are we talking about? Shane is joining us this morning. What are we talking about what does it go to? I know Special Olympics, mm-hmm. but what's it used for?
Basically, the money we raise benefits our athletes. It helps them with travel. And running our events,
right?
You know, these events don't kind of run themselves.
A lot of buses,
a lot of volunteers, transportation, overnight stays, stuff like that. But I mean, our money benefits athletes like Marissa and Eric,
right?
Right. And like I said, you got to get from one place to the next, among other things.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
So, best of luck this year.
Thank you.
I hope you have a great day. I mean, because this is one of the few times that I've ever seen in competition where you see 7 or 8 runners run down the court, somebody fall, and the other person stop, go back and lift them up and run across the finish line together. I've seen that happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different type of event, and until you've
right.
gone, you've got preconceptions about it until you've participated to how much fun it is and how it's a competition, but it's not like fighting over it. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a different kind. We have fun.
Yeah.
And if there's one thing in the world we're missing, it's fun.
Right.
Sportsmanship, too.
Thank you, Shane. Appreciate that because that's what we're talking about. All right, Marissa, it's always good to have you in. All right?
Thank you.
7:30. All right, any final thoughts here, Shane, when it comes to registering?
No, just, you know, registration's open. You can pop in the morning of, and we'll be more than happy to help you out and get you registered so you can go in and dip yourself in the lake.